and they're trying it every way.
Well, we can't consider moving Meredith as long as there's a riot outside, because he wouldn't be safe.
Sir?
We couldn't consider moving Meredith if we haven't been able to restore order outside. That's the problem, Governor.
Well, I tell you what I'll do, Mr. President.
Yeah.
I'll go up there myself.
Well, now, how long will it take you to get there?
And I'll get a microphone and tell them that you have agreed to be removed.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Governor. Now, how long is it going to take you to get up there?
About an hour.
Now, I tell you what, if you want to go up there, then you call me from up there, and then we'll decide what we're going to do before you make any speeches about it.
Well, all right.
We got an hour to go, and that's not, we may not have an hour, but it won't take you an hour to get up there.
This man has just died.
Did he die?
Yes.
Which one, state police?
That's state police.
Yeah, well, you see, we got to get order up there, and that's what we thought we were going to have.
President, please, why don't you, can't you give an order up there to remove Mayor?
How can I remove him, Governor, when there's a riot in the street, and he may step out of that building and something happened to him? I can't remove him under those conditions. Let's get order up there, then we can do something about Meredith.
We can surround it with plenty of officials.
Well, we've got to get somebody up there now to get order and stop the firing and the shooting. Then you and I will talk on the phone about Meredith. We got to get order.
I'll call and tell them to get every official they can.
That's right. Then you and I will talk when they've got the building, when they've got order there, then you and I will talk about what's the best thing to do with Meredith.
All right, then. Right.
Thank you.
All right.
Ready.